When I am his own daughter-in-law. He does not give you very fine clothes, said John, glancing at the old woman's country cloak. They'll last my time, said the old woman placidly.
We ought to try her, whispered Virtue to John, as long as there is any chance we are not allowed to neglect it.
But John frowned at him to be silent, and addressed the old woman again. Do you not think this landlord of yours is a very strange one? He said.
"How so?" said she.
"Why does he make a road like this, running up to the very edge of a precipice, unless it is to encourage travellers to break their necks in the dark?"
"Oh, bless you, he never left it like that," said the old woman. "It was a good road all round the world when it was new, and all this gorge is far later than the road."
"You mean," said Virtue, "that there has been some sort of catastrophe?"
"Well," said Mother Kirk, "I see there will be no getting you down tonight, so I may as well tell you the story. Come and sit down by me. You are neither of you so wise that you need be ashamed of listening to an old wives' tale."
2. Mother Kirk's Story. When they were seated, the old woman told the following story.
You must know that once upon a time there were no tenants in this country at all, for the landlord used to farm it himself. There were only the animals, and the landlord used to look after them, he and his sons and daughters. Every morning they used to come down from the mountains and milk the cows and lead out the sheep to pasture, and they needed less watching, for all the animals were tamer then, and there were no fences needed. For if a wolf got in among the flocks, he would do them no harm. And one day the landlord was going home from his day's work, when he looked round on the country and the beasts, and saw how the crops were springing, and it came into his head that the whole thing was too good to keep to himself. So he decided to let the country to tenants, and his first tenant was a young married man. But first the landlord made a farm, in the very centre of the land where the soil was the best, and the air most wholesome, and that was the very spot where you are sitting now. They were to have the whole land, but that was too much for them to keep under cultivation. The landlord's idea was that they could work the farm and leave the rest as a park for the time being. But later they could divide the park up into holdings for their children, for you must know that he drew up a very different lease from the kind you have nowadays. It was a lease in perpetuity on his side, for he promised never to turn them out. But on their side, they could leave when they chose, as long as one of their sons was there to take the...